You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria is set to become the first Australian jurisdiction to ban the public display of the Nazi swastika. The Victorian government has introduced a bill into Parliament, which would make it a criminal offence for a person to intentionally display the hate symbol in public. The bill is expected to pass with bipartisan support. Victoria's Attorney General, Jacqueline Sims, says the Nazi swastika causes significant harm to members of the state's Jewish community.
We know that this is a symbol of hate and division. It promotes anti-Semitism and hate for many communities, and it is incredibly harmful and damaging the message it sends.
A person who intentionally displays a Nazi swastika in public could be jailed for up to 12 months, fined $22,000, or both.
There are appropriate exceptions for museums, education, historical films, etc. We have had some difficulty in applying this to online forums, and so it will not apply to online publication. There is also the ability to continue to trade memorabilia, but you would have to cover up the symbol if it was in public display.
The chairman of the Anti-Defamation Commission, Devere Mbramovich, has been calling for all Australian jurisdictions to ban public displays of the Nazi swastika for the past 5 years. He says the Victorian government is taking a monumental first step.
This is an uplifting and triumphant moment for every Victorian, and it's a thunderous blow to the solar plexus of the neo-Nazi movement here in Victoria, who would love nothing more than to put people like myself in the gas chambers.
The community security group has recorded a 38% increase in anti-Semitic incidents across Australia over the past year. Mr. Abramovich says in Victoria there's a Nazi swastika epidemic.
Not a day goes by where we're not seeing it as a graffiti, or we're seeing it online, or we're seeing it being sent, you know, through the mail or through emails. The neo-Nazis have weaponized the Nazi swastika, you know, and for a Holocaust survivor to see a Nazi swastika graffitied or vandalized, it is as threatening as being faced with a gun.
New South Wales is preparing its own laws after it was unanimously recommended by a parliamentary inquiry in February. Mr. Abramovich hopes legislative change in Victoria will spur action elsewhere.
This is now the moment. Whether it's going to be the Liberal government or whether it's going to be a Labour government, they need to come on board. The clock is ticking.
The president of the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, Daniel Aguillon, believes the legislation has wide support.
A recent Gandel Holocaust survey found that 80% of the general population are in favour of banning Nazi symbols of hate.
The Sanskrit swastika symbol is culturally and historically significant to the Buddhist, Hindu and Jain faith communities. The Attorney General recognises it's an important symbol for their faith.
They display it in their homes, in their temples, in their cars. They wear clothes with this symbol. The legislation makes it very clear that that symbol will not be impacted at all by this legislation.
Representatives from the Buddhist, Hindu, Jain and Jewish faiths were consulted on the bill. Daniel Aguillon believes a collaborative, cross-cultural approach has resulted in a fair outcome.
And we think this legislation strikes a fair balance between banning a symbol which is a symbol of hate, but is designed to create fear in people, the Jewish community and the general community, on the one hand, and on the other, the right of those faith and cultural groups to proudly and safely practice their religions and to demonstrate their symbols.
The legislation will come into effect a year after passing to allow time for a community education campaign to raise awareness of the symbol's importance to the Buddhist, Hindu and Jain communities and its distinction from the Nazi swastika.
People sometimes confuse their symbol for Nazi hate symbols, and they have to explain to their neighbours or their friends, no, this is what ours is. So they're really supportive of this overall campaign for their religious groups.
The Attorney General says the legislation could be widened in the future to encompass other symbols of hate, such as the SS lightning bolts.
We'll review things on a case-by-case basis. I guess we'll see how this legislation goes. But if people do start to pivot to other hate symbols to get around the law, to continue to try and cause hate and division, that's something that we'll certainly look at.
The legislation is to be debated next week. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.